B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Shaquille O'Neal joins us on the John Kincaid Show, and he is, everything's all set. Your morning routine has been, you're up early this morning, my man.
Yeah, I'm up early because of you.
That's the only reason you got up early today?
The only reason, I never get up past 9 o'clock.
That is unbelievable. That is, we're very, very happy to have you joining us like that. Normal night, TNT, sometimes you're getting done at, you're walking out of Turner, well, like some nights like 2 o'clock.
So 2 o'clock, get home by 3, work out, eat a couple snacks at 4, in bed by 5 or 6.
What's a couple snacks at 4 a.m. for you, Shaq?
Bananas, oranges, and peanuts.
So Rock, I'm telling you this.
And lemon Oreos.
Lemon Oreos.
Oh,
I can't lie to my best friend, John Kincaid. Lemon Oreos.
I take it that Rock is not listening this morning.
No, he's not.
Rock Shabazz, you got to check it out. A spectacular trainer right up the street back there. Shaq, we are all so excited about Joel Embiid and what he's doing. And you have been a guy who has offered him some friendly advice, whether he wanted it or not. What have you seen out of Embiid this year? And do you believe it's something that he's reached a new level? This is where he's going to be at from here on out.
He's playing up to his size. He's playing with a lot more enthusiasm. And he's getting the numbers that it takes to be a big man in the MVP category. Any big man can get 20. Any big man can get 23. But it takes a special big man to average over 28 and 10 and dominate the way he did. The game he played the other day had me in tears. I haven't seen a big man play like that in a long time. I haven't seen a big man in the MVP discussion in a long time. So I'm happy for Philly. I'm happy for Joel Embiid. But don't get too happy, because in the NBA there's 3 seasons. There's first half, there's second half, and then there's playoffs. And if you dominate in all 3 seasons, especially the playoffs, hey, Philadelphia is going to be a happy city.
Shaq, what do you think is the biggest difference in Embiid's play from, say, last year, last couple of years, to this year?
He has that look in his eye like he wants it. That's the first thing I see. Second thing is he's shooting less threes. And he's getting a lot of his points in the paint. That's where he should get his points. You know, we went on last year, then he came back and responded, the game is different. I don't want to be Shaq and all that. And then I responded, I don't want you to be me. I want you to just play to your size. A guy with that much size and that much talent, game should be easy, especially now with these little cupcakes.
You said that you killed off the big man in the NBA. This inspires you, though, when you see a guy play like this. You are genuinely happy when you see guys ascend towards the throne that they want to be on.
Yes, I'm happy for him, and I'm also happy for Joker. You got two big guys playing their size, playing the way they play. Listen, if you have the ability to step out and shoot the three, by means, do it. But don't make that your whole game when you're 7 foot and all the defenses now are lazy defense, so they just switch. If I'm in a pick and roll and a guard switches on me, I'm never shooting jumper, ever in my life. If I go over to a 1-5 pick and roll and a guy 6 foot is guarding me, I'm going to back his little ass down and put him in the basket.
Shaq, as currently constructed, do you believe this Sixers roster is good enough to win it all, or do you think they're a piece away?
I think they are good enough to win it all. I think another big difference is they believe. You know, when Kobe and I first started, we were very, very talented. But when Phil Jackson came, we believed, because we knew that he knew what he was talking about. Doc Rivers has a championship, and he's been very successful in his league. So they believe. My favorite player on the team is Tobias Harris. Believe it or not, he's the key to how far they go. And, you know, he's a guy that's playing very well, shoots the ball very well, scores very aggressive. But in order for him to, for order for them, in my opinion, to go to that next level and even the finals, he's going to have to play superb basketball. And I think he will, and I think he can.
Shaq joining us on the John Kincaid Show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And Shaq, the day, to the Tobias Harris point, the day that Doc Rivers ends up being the Sixers coach, Shaq said to me, well, now I can hear you stop complaining about Tobias Harris because he will know how to use Tobias Harris. He looks like a different player, Shaq. I mean, and guys are being used differently under Brett Brown, and you know how the Brett Brown era used to annoy me to no end.
Well, I'm not going to disrespect Brett Brown. Brett Brown was a fine man. I've never been the guy to disrespect coaches because, but you know, me and you had this argument before. Coaches don't matter. Coaches are the same. X and O's, do this, do that. But you as a player has to go out and put the team on your shoulders and say, hey, follow me. Let's get it done. Again, Doc is a great coach. And, yes, he is using the guys differently, but you know, in the realness of the situation, guys have to go out and play and step up, period.
Shaq, looking at the current roster right now, a lot of Sixers fans think they need one more piece. Would you attack the trade deadline or just try to address it in the veteran buyout period, mainly a three-point shooter?
First of all, who are you? I'm Pat.
I'm the guy that you dunked on last interview. I'm back.
He's our charity project, Shaq.
How old are you, Pat? 18? You sound like a little kid. Put some bass in your voice, Pat.
Jesus, man. He's dunking on
that. I want to know with the trade deadline.
All right. Let me rephrase that. I want to know with the trade deadline, who should they go get?
Yeah. Now you get a southern accent? Do you think that helps?
Just answer the question.
Did you just tell Shaquille O'Neal to answer the question?
Well, I'm not facing him one-on-one, so it's fine.
You know he comes to Philly. You know he comes here.
Yeah, I do. This may sound weird, but Bradley Beal.
Wow. He's the guy.
So you'd have to go all in for that.
No, not really. Not really.
What's Beal?
I don't know. Beal's a shooter. He's another bona fide scorer. If you had him, it'll be nice. You know, I actually like doing stuff like this. I was just like sitting, oh, if they had Russell Westbrook, if they had Bradley Beal. So, man, I don't know how that stuff works, but I know he's, I don't think he's happy. So, but Bradley Beal in Philly.
Shaquille O'Neal, just a little heads up that Pat Egan is shorter than Olivia. He's shorter than Olivia.
I'm also out of town when you were in town, so.
No, he'll be here. Shaq, when you talk about coaches don't matter, I want you to expound on that a little bit. There has been a distinct difference in the Philadelphia 76ers in the play of so many players since Doc Rivers took over. So doesn't coaching matter?
That's because they believe in Doc Rivers, period. Listen, John, coaches can't go out there and play. Think about it. What did Phil Jackson do?
He sat back, John, and let you play.
Thank you. That's it. And you know, he used to always tell us, I'm not going to bail your ass out. Figure it out. So, we believed him. Because we knew that every time we got swept by Utah and San Antonio and go home and watch the finals, he was there. So everything he said, we believed. But he told me straight up, hey, man, you got to average 28-10 during the regular season. And then in the playoffs, you might have to average 40 for us to be successful. And I said, okay. And that's what I did. But I never looked at him and I never said, oh, it's the coach's fault, this, that. No, we know what we had to do. I had to dominate, Kobe had to dominate, and the others had to be ready. When me and Kobe got double teamed and we kicked it out to guys like Derek Fisher and Big Shot Bob, they had to be ready to shoot.
Shaq, you talked about Tobias being your favorite player on this team, and we've talked endlessly about Joel Embiid, but Ben Simmons with those two guys, what kind of game do you think he needs to play to get the most out of those two guys and to get the most out of the team?
Well, Ben needs to take advantage of his opportunities. Guys, you know, the so-called extras, he needs to develop a jump shot. Not really. You know, a guy without a jump shot is averaging 18 points in the league. He needs to play with speed. Whenever a shot is missed, he needs to get the ball, he needs to go, he needs to, do what he does. Keep the others involved, attack the rim. If a guy is smaller, guard him, he needs to punish that guy. Just needs to, play his game. I don't want you shooting threes. I don't want you shooting fadeaway jumpers. I want you attacking the basket, drawing the defense, and kicking out to Tobias and all those other guys. So, right now I think he's averaging 18. In the playoffs, he's going to have to take it up to 24, 25.
Shaq, you always told me about playing in front of angry crowds. You loved playing road games as much as you loved ever playing in front of a home crowd. We just had Carson Wentz leave this town as the quarterback and saying now through his camp, they're saying go to a fan base that's less venomous than Philadelphia. You always told me you fed off that. You loved playing in places like that.
Because I realized earlier it is about me, but it's not about me. It's about a guy named John and his beautiful daughter Olivia sitting there watching me play. Okay, John's talking smack in front of Olivia. I got to make him be quiet because Olivia wants to watch the game. He's talking about my free throws. Watch me tuck my elbow in and knock these two free throws down and look at John. Because Philadelphia, Boston, New York, these people understand what it takes to be great. They understand, they know what winners look like. They know what championship teams look like. And I feed off that. I'm not sensitive.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Shaq, it takes a lot to really quiet a John Kincaid, as we all know. So that's a big task for you. The question debate we're having on the show this morning. Kyle Lowry, it's probably agent speak that Toronto might move him. They're playing a little better now. If the Sixers were able to acquire a Kyle Lowry, in your opinion, does that put them on equal footing with a Brooklyn and both LA teams?
Yes, it does. He has championship experience, knows how to play, can hit the big shot, can let Ben Simmons run the wing more and really attack the basket. And you got another guy that wants to win. So, yes, if they can get Kyle Lowry, they'll definitely be there. Brooklyn scares me. Their big three only played together 9-10 times. They really haven't played great basketball, but they're second in the East. I don't know what's going on with Milwaukee. So this is a time for Philadelphia to really break ground and just really, separate themselves.
Shaq, should Joel Embiid, and you and I talked about this a little offline, but I didn't share it with the audience. Should Joel Embiid play in the All-Star game when he's taking 20% of the regular season games off due to load management and he previously got injured in an All-Star game?
That's up to Joel. I know a lot of guys don't really want to play in the All-Star game this year. The All-Star game is going to be weird this year. Like, I'm used to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now they jam it all into one day. So, to answer your question, yes, John, it's only one day. It ain't like you got to come on a Friday and spend 3 days. I don't know when they're going to get up here, but come here, you play the one day, you play limited minutes, and then you get back, take a couple of days off, and then you get ready for the second part of the season.
I just need him to be playing for the Sixers.
That would be nice. Shaq, I got to ask you, looking at your long career, what's the bigger regret, leaving the Lakers or hiring John Kincaid so he could tell the same stories over and over?
Well, first of all, I didn't leave the Lakers. Got traded.
Fact checked.
Yeah, see? You
know, no, he got me, yeah.
See, okay. He got you on that one. See, you're dunking on Egan today.
Second of all, I miss John, and I'm happy for John. John's like a brother to me. John did something he had to do. He joined me, and we had a great run in our podcast for 6 years. And what I like about John, he's honest. I love honest people. My father was an honest man. Dale Brown was an honest man. Phil Jackson was an honest man. Pat Riley was an honest man. Charles Barkley was an honest man. I deal better with honesty. I don't like, hope I'm getting in trouble for using this word. I don't like people that pussyfoot around.
Yeah.
Can I say that word?
Yeah, you can say that. Sure, absolutely. You're allowed to say that word. I was telling the guys earlier that, and Jamie here couldn't believe when I said, when Shaq needs something, he goes to the Walmart and gets it. Shaq needs something, he goes and shops every day. And you were surprised. Jamie, you were surprised by that.
Yeah, I guess because I assume you would get swarmed everywhere. So that doesn't bother you? Just.
No, I'm what's known as a people person. I don't, even though I'm a Shaq, I don't consider myself to be Shaq. I consider myself a juvenile delinquent from the neighborhood that listened to the radio.
You talk.
My story is similar to Rocky's story.
It is. You would have been. Philadelphia would have loved Shaq.
Oh.
Would have loved Shaq. And I think it would have been too. There would have been, they would have ridden you, and you would have loved riding them right back. You would have loved this town.
All day, every day. And I apologize for what I did to you guys in 2000, but.
Yeah.
Well, the officials really contributed to that. Did the officials get rings in that series, by the way?
No, they did not.
First
of all, don't ever call yourself the defensive player of the year, and don't ever try to play me one on one. Ever.
And Deke lives like literally like 15 minutes from Shaq now. And the two of them could, a little pickup game could go on. He owned him. He owned him in that.
Shaq, when Anthony Davis gets back to the Lakers, is that unquestionably the team to beat in your mind? Or is it a group of I don't know, a handful of teams that'll go after it this year?
Anthony Davis needs to be careful. And let me tell you why. The Cavs and Achilles are connected. That may sound weird, but, you know, I had a calf strain, sat out a couple weeks, and was still kind of feeling it, and was, you know, being real tender, and then the Achilles popped. So he needs to be very, very careful. He needs to get that thing to 100%, not 80, not 90, 100.
Now, Shaq, you told me before, though, that there was, like, well, I complain about the load management thing with Joel Embiid. That he misses so many games, but he doesn't. That's the team dictating to him how much time he's going to miss. But you would say that you approached games differently, but you played. You approached games differently, though, right? I mean, you played differently in October than you did in May.
You know, Phil kind of used load management, but he would look at where we are in the standings. And I don't know how he did this. I was thinking about this the other day. He stayed away from Utah somehow. Think about it, John. We never played Utah in the finals. Like my first four years there with Kobe, Utah swept us 4 years in a row. But he would be like, okay, take two games off. Dominate this game. Hey, we need this game. Hey, take the game off. Don't be so aggressive today. So he would, you know, but then he would always say, okay, but I need you to do cardio, and then when you come back, I need you to dominate. So, you know, he would, and then, like, if we clinched, let's just say we clinch and we have four or five games off, he's giving me the whole week off. He said, hey, I'm going to give you the whole week off. I want you to get massage. I want you to do treatment. But this game one, I need 50.
Now, he said massages. Not like, you know, massages, right?
Yeah.
Sports massage.
Hey, speaking of massage, didn't I tell you our friend was going to get off?
Yeah, you did. That is Robert Kraft. Shaq guaranteed he would get off. No pun intended.
Twice.
Pun intended. That he would absolutely not face charges. And you were right about that. You know the law, Shaq. You absolutely know the laws.
You should be a sheriff.
It seems like the law is enforced differently, though, depending on how many zeros are on that paycheck, doesn't it?
No, John, stop it.
Shaq, to take a left turn here, one of my all-time favorite sports movies is actually Blue Chips. Neon Badeau, you know, phenomenal character, phenomenal movie. With the day and age we're in with college basketball, kind of struggling, the one-and-dones, and, you know, AAU basketball and probably some pocket lining along the ways, is there any room for a remake there?
It is. It'll, you know, probably be different.
Yeah.
My only thing with the one-and-done, I always tell kids, like, I wanted to be 2 years and done. And my father came in the house. He said, bro, you've been broke for 18 years. You can be broke for 19 years.
So, exactly.
It's not about how good you think you are. How good are you against the competition? For example, let's just say like a Sharif Cooper at Auburn, playing great basketball, looking good at Auburn. But the question is he ready for Steph Curry? Is he ready for Russell Westbrook? Is he ready for Bradley Beal? I don't know. Is he, John?
I don't think so.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Soon, though, but not yet. So, but, you know, to each his own. You know, a lot of guys want to change their family situation, and I have no problem with that. But, you know, I told my son, if you're not the top three picks, don't even call me.
Huh. So if Jalen Johnson, the kid from Duke, were to call you and say, hey, Dad, you know, this season's kind of over. We only have like 2 months left, and it's not going to lead to much. I'm thinking about shutting it down. What would your advice to him be?
I haven't seen him play. So, John, is he a good player?
Yeah, he's a good player, but
he's projected top 20, not top 3.
Projected top 20 pick, no, 10, more like 10 to 20.
Nope, I would say no, son. I would say no, son. You had a good year. I need you to have a dominant year. I need you to be in the top 5.
There you go.
But, John, I told my son this. He didn't believe me. I said, brother, I'm the only guy that who never had to work out for a team. He's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you never worked out for Orlando, right? You never did.
I didn't have anybody, no.
No, he never did.
Wow.
No, I mean, that was the way. And you met the owner, though. You went and met him, right? Remember?
Yes, I met him. I came down and he said, how do you think you're going to do this in Orlando? I said, sir, I'm going to turn this city up.
There you go. And he did. He shares it with Mickey. Mickey and you have a relationship, right? I mean,
of course we do.
Mickey's got his side of Orlando and you've got the other side. Shaq.
He was on the wrong side of the 8 mile, though.
TNT had the Eastern Conference Finals this year?
I think so.
Then you're going to be driving up to Philadelphia. You're going to come and hang out with us, right?
No, they're probably going to let us make us stay at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in May or June? I mean, that'll be June.
Fingers
or July.
Crossed.
That'll
Fingers
be
crossed.
No, you're going to be up here. I'm telling you, you're going to be up here.
Well, if I'm up here, then we're going to be going to Pat's Steakhouse every night.
We'll go whatever. All right, Shaq, I love you, and I thank you for getting up with us this morning, brother.
Love you, too. I'm going back to bed.
Go back to bed.
Thanks, Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Don't just bounce back, bounce forward with Comcast Business.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.